The epistle for today, Septuagesima Sunday, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul, the first epistle to the Corinthians. Brethren, do you not know that those who run in a race all indeed run, but one receives the prize? So run as to obtain it. And everyone in a contest abstains from all things, and they indeed to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable. I therefore so run as not without a purpose. I so fight as not beating the air, but I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps, after preaching to others, I myself should be rejected. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized in Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Yet with most of them, God was not well pleased. The gospel is taken from that of St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And about the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you whatever is just." So they went. And again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did as before. But about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing about, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here all day idle?" They said to him, "Because no man has hired us." He said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard." But when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning from the last even to the first." Now when they of the 11th hour came, they received each a denarius. And when the first in their turn came, they thought that they would receive more, but they also received each his denarius. And on receiving it, they began to murmur against the householder, saying, "These last have worked a single hour, and thou hast put them on a level with us, who have borne the burden of the day's heat." But answering one of them, he said, "Friend, I do thee no injustice. Didst thou not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is thine and go. I choose to give to this last even as to thee. Have I not a right to do what I choose? Or art thou envious because I am generous? Even so, the last shall be first and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Begin with the Hail Mary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Giuseppina de Micheli was 12 years old when one day on Good Friday, inside the church, at the veneration of the Holy Cross, she heard a voice distinctly say, "Nobody gives me a kiss of love on my face to make amends for the kiss of Judas." Well, she was watching how all the people coming up to venerate the cross representing Christ, they were only kissing the wounds of our Lord. So when it came her turn, she went up to our Lord and planted a large kiss full of ardor on the face of our blessed Lord. Later, she entered the Daughters of the Immaculate Conception on May 16, 1916, and she received the name Sister Maria Pierina. Well, as a novice, Sister Maria Pierina was permitted to make night adoration, holy hours. One night, on the night between Holy Thursday and Good Friday, she was all alone. While Sister Maria was praying before the crucifix, she heard a voice say, "Give me a kiss." She went up to the crucifix, representing our Lord, and she kissed the crucifix. And as she did so, she felt her lips contact not plaster, but she felt the actual face of our Lord. Now, granted, obviously our Lord is not in the crucifix, but our Lord manifested this miracle to her as a sign that he had really accepted, as personally given to him, this veneration. Well, during the night adoration of the first Friday in Lent in 1936, after enduring the mental anguish of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, his holy face appeared to Sister Maria. It was covered with blood and profoundly sad, and our Lord said to her, "I wish that my face, which reflects the deep pains of my soul, the sorrow and love of my heart, be better honored. Who contemplates me, consoles me." On the Tuesday following Passion Sunday, that Lent, our Lord returned to her and he said, "Every time my face is contemplated, I will pour out my love into the heart of those persons, and by the means of my holy face, the salvation of many souls will be obtained." Well, in May 1938, Our Lady appeared to Sister Maria Pierina. She had a scapular with her. It bore the image of the Holy Face on one side and an image of the Sacred Host, the Holy Eucharist, on the other side. Our Lady said to Sister Maria, "This scapular is an armor of defense, a shield of strength, a token of the love and mercy which Jesus wishes to give the world in these times of lust and hatred against God and His Church." I'm just going to insert a parenthetical comment here. Keep in mind, Our Lady was saying this in 1938. These times of lust, hatred against God and His Church. That's 1938. What would she say right now? Well, Our Lady went on. She said, "Diabolical nets are thrown to wrench the faith from hearts. Evils abound. True apostles are few. And the remedy is the holy face of Jesus. All who wear a scapular like this and make, if possible, every Tuesday a visit to the Blessed Sacrament in order to repair the outrages which the face of my Son Jesus received during his passion and receives every day in the Holy Eucharist will be strengthened in faith, prompt to defend it, and to overcome all difficulties, internal and external. Further, they will have a peaceful death under the loving gaze of my divine Son." Close quote, Our Lady. Well, with Our Lady's permission, the scapulars and the same promises attached to them were replaced by medals of the Holy Face with the same promises. I'll get back to those medals in a minute. Our Lord himself said to Sister Maria, "So many sacrilegious communions, but still more communions without love, and therefore without fruit." Sister Maria was given a medal on which was the image of the Holy Face, like the Shroud of Turin, and then on the other side there was an image of the Sacred Host. The image, the side with the Holy Face, had the inscription. It says, "O Lord, let the light of thy face shine upon us." On the other side of the medal, it had the image of the Sacred Host, and on that side it said there, "Stay with us, O Lord." The same words that were uttered to our blessed Lord on the day of his resurrection, when they recognized him in the breaking of the bread, they said, "Stay with us, O Lord." This image, not the bread, but our blessed Lord and the Holy Eucharist on the medal. Well, after great difficulties, Sister Maria obtained permission to have the medals cast. One morning, she awoke to find an envelope on her desk. She opened up the envelope, and she looked inside there, and there were 11,200 lira. Okay? That much was the exact amount to pay for the cost of the medals. She started asking the other, now she's in a cloistered convent, keep this in mind. She started asking the other sisters around there, especially the cellarer who's sort of in charge of the finances, if there was any money missing. And they said, "No. No money. This envelope miraculously showed up to pay for the bill." So, finally, the medals arrived. And as a mortification, to refrain her curiosity, to refrain any self-will, she held off opening the package right away. Okay. Well, the evil spirit took care of that for her. He showed his rage at this because he started to realize what God was going to be starting to work through the Holy Face. God's power, but through these medals. What he did was he flung open the package, scattered the medals across the hallway, and then there were images of the Holy Face in there that he began to burn. Okay, he was outraged because he started to realize what was happening. He started to realize that our Lord was making himself more manifest now than he had been in past years. Keep in mind that the image we have on the Shroud of Turin, the image of the Holy Face which we have on the Shroud of Turin, that's a negative from what's actually on there. So this, it's like a positive image that we see there, huh? But God saved this mystery on the Shroud of Turin for those 2,000 years. He saved that mystery for this time when we had photography and we would be able to capture the negative, which is actually a positive image of our Lord's face, so that we could truly have his face shining upon us in these times of lust and hatred against God and his church. Well, the devil had also cottoned on to the fact that our Lord had said these words to Sister Maria, "By my holy face, you will obtain the conversion of numberless sinners. Nothing that you ask in making this offering will be refused you. According to the care you take in making reparation to my face, disfigured by blasphemers, I will take care of yours, which has been disfigured by sin. I will reprint on it my image and render it as beautiful as it was on leaving the baptismal font." How many of us would like that? "I promise personal and spiritual protection to all who venerate this medal," close quote. Keeping in mind, it's through the medal that we venerate Christ. It's obviously not honoring the medal itself as such. It's Christ whom we're honoring through this visible sign. Okay. On May 23rd, 1938, our Lord said to Sister Maria, "With the ceaseless offering of my face to the Father, you will obtain the salvation and sanctification of many souls. When, however, you will offer it through my priests, miracles will be worked." There are priests who could probably talk about miracles that have happened through the Holy Face in the confessional. Obviously, they're not going to talk about it. They can't. But there are miracles worked. There are miracles worked. We have the means. It's Christ's holy face. It's his precious blood that's depicted there on the Shroud of Turin. It's Christ's merits that we're relying on when we offer this to the Holy Father, to God the Father in heaven. He's given us something incredibly valuable. Incredibly valuable. He's placed this in our hands, just as he places our blessed Lord, the Holy Eucharist, in our very souls. And he gives us both his face, and when we receive Holy Communion in the state of grace, he gives us himself and he says, "I've given myself to you. Now what are you going to do with that gift? What are you going to do with that infinite gift?" And we can offer it back to the Father, as our Lord did in John 15, offering us back to the Father, the salvation of souls. Our Lord went on to Sister Maria. He said, "See how I suffer. Nevertheless, I am understood by so few. What ingratitude on the part of those who say they love me. I've given my heart as a sensible object of my love and my face as a sensible object of my suffering, my sorrows. I desire that it be honored by a special feast on Tuesday in Quinquagesima." Those are the words of our Lord, okay? Tuesday in Quinquagesima, that's Shrove Tuesday, the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, known to the world as Mardi Gras, a time of great sin. So he wants it honored especially on Mardi Gras, okay? And he said, "This day will be preceded by a novena, which the faithful will make in reparation with me, uniting themselves with my sorrow." In light of that, we have some novena pamphlets in the back. Well, not pamphlets, they're photocopies of a novena prayer you can take on your own. We're not going to do it here in the church, but we encourage you to do it on your own. A novena to the Holy Face. It would begin this year on February 27th in anticipation of the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, March 8th. Well, Sister Maria Perina eventually passed away. She died on the 26th of July, 1945, at age 55. And on May 30th, 2010, Sister Maria Perina was declared blessed of the Church. Now, what does the church have to say regarding this Holy Face devotion? St. Pius X declared that the Holy Face should be venerated in the homes of all Christian families. Blessed Pius IX said that this salutary reparation of the Holy Face of Jesus is a divine work destined to save modern society. It's pointless to go through all the saints that have venerated the Holy Face, St. Gregory the Great, St. John Chrysostom, there's a whole bunch more. In particular, St. Jerome in the 4th century said the face of Jesus will continue to save each time we have recourse to it. What does Sacred Scripture say regarding devotion to the Holy Face? Let's look at Psalm 79, verse 20. O Lord God of hosts, convert us. Show us thy face, and we shall be saved. Psalm 104, 4. Seek ye the Lord, and be strengthened. Seek his face forevermore. And also in the prayer of the Mass today, we see the words of Psalm 30. Let your face shine upon us, O Lord. By means of my holy face, the salvation of many souls will be obtained. Everyone, any time that anyone gazes at my face, the salvation of many souls will be obtained. Evils abound. True apostles are few, and the remedy is the holy face of Jesus. Where are those true apostles of God who will make reparation to the holy face? So, what to do? What do we put into practice? Several things. We can wear the Holy Face medal or the Holy Face scapular. In lieu of that, or not in lieu of that, but in light of that that suggestion, there are some Holy Face medals that are they're on their way. Okay, but they hopefully will get here before Shrove Tuesday, and they're going to be given to you. Okay, one each for the people here. Okay. We encourage you not to take whole handfuls home to people you know. Okay, just one each for the people here, okay? And the parish didn't pay for it, okay? A donor not from here paid for it. However, there'll be one for each of you. You can wear this Holy Face medal as a sign of reparation and to remember to keep our Lord close to us. We can enshrine a picture of the Holy Face of Jesus in the home. We can receive the sacrament of penance often, make a consecration of ourselves to the Holy Face. We can do what our Lord suggested, what he really commanded. How every Tuesday, make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. If for some reason you can't make it to the Blessed Sacrament, at least take the time to go before an image of the Holy Face at home and try and make reparation for the outrages he receives. Make an invocation to the Holy Face daily. Let your face, O Lord, shine upon us. Strive to live in God's grace. Don't efface that image of the Holy Face in you. And try and see the face of God in others. The face of Christ suffering in others. We can make that novena also before Mardi Gras to make reparation for those sins. I think what will sort of put everyone over the top, I think it does for me, is the promises that our Lord gives to those who venerate his holy face. I will grant them contrition so perfect that their very sins shall be changed into my sight into jewels of precious gold. None of these persons shall ever be separated from me. In offering my face to my Father, they will appease his anger and they will purchase, as with celestial coin, pardon for poor sinners. I will open my mouth to plead with my Father to grant all the petitions they will present to me. I will illuminate them with my light. I will consume them with my love. I will render them fruitful of good works. They will, as the pious Veronica, wipe my adorable face outraged by sin, and I will imprint my divine features in their souls. At their death, I will renew in them the image of God effaced by sin. I like this last one especially. By resemblance to my face, they will shine more than many others in eternal life, and the brilliancy of my face will fill them with joy. Let's console our Lord, huh? Let's console our Lord. Where are the true apostles. Where are the apostles of God? He who looks upon me already consoles me, our Lord says. We're getting ready for Lent. That's why we're wearing the violet. Okay, let's think about what we want to do this Lent to make reparation for what our Lord suffers. Let thy face, O Lord, shine upon us, and we shall be saved. May Our Lady of the Rosary pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.